to Father God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for this day. Thank you all as we come together once again, saints, and I pray that everything has been a blessing unto you. Saints, if you would turn with me to 2 Corinthians 4, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 10. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 10. Amen. And it reads, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commended ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, shall shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Christ's sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of our own. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifested in our bodies. Amen. Saints, I just want to give you a word of encouragement on today, amen, because we see the things that we're dealing with, we see the things that we're going through, and we see the things that we're going to have to deal with, amen. We cannot be surprised by anything in the days that we live, amen. But I just want to tell you and give you a word of encouragement and just let you know, don't lose heart, amen. Despite everything that you go through and what you see and what you hear, don't lose heart, amen. Because we are to put our hope in the Lord. Amen? For with the Lord is unfailing love. With him is full redemption. Amen? For our hope in Christ Jesus, who anchors our souls, as we experience life, you know, if it's bad, good, ups, downs, as we're going through and as we're coming out. Amen? Now, here in 2 Corinthians 4, 1 through 10, it says, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not. Now, Paul preached this gospel boldly. Amen? When Paul considered the greatness of his calling, it gives him the heart to face all his difficulties, as it does us. Amen? We often lose heart because we do not consider how great a calling God gives in Jesus Christ. Many times we don't know that God has given us the strength to do what he's called us to do, amen? But I just want to encourage you today not to lose heart, amen? Don't lose heart. I mean, we continuously hear and see things. We go through things, but don't lose heart, amen? In Scripture 2, it says this. It says, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in the craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commended ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Paul preached the gospel honestly, meaning he did not dilute the word of God. Paul preached the word of God. Amen. Paul didn't preach the concealed gospel or a corrupt gospel. Amen. the gospel was not preached in craftiness or deceitfulness. He didn't mix the message with human intellect, amen? He didn't water the word down. And it accommodated, and he did not accommodate what he was preaching to the audience that he was preaching to, amen? Paul's preaching of an honest gospel that he was preaching unto the people. And again, today we see that many times, if you are not in your word and you hear a word, many people get mixed up, amen? And they hear things and they think it's the gospel, but it's not. Paul preached what God had given him to preach, amen? He wasn't being deceitful. He wasn't being cunning with the people, but he was preaching the genuine, unadulterated word of God to the people, amen? Mm-hmm. In verse 3, it says this, it says, but if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost, amen? Natural men do not take in spiritual words, amen? Natural men do not understand the spiritualness of God, amen? If people do not respond to the glorious gospel, it isn't the fault of those that are giving the word, amen? As Paul said, it's not the fault of the gospel, amen? It's only those who are perishing that miss the message, amen? Because the blindness of the unbeliever is no way detracted from the clearness of the gospel, because the blind do not perceive it in light. So if you are in constant darkness, and if you have been blinded by Satan, you are not going to understand what the pure, unadulterated word of God is saying unto you. Again, the natural does not understand the spiritual. Saints, don't lose heart. Amen? Don't lose heart. Now, in verse 4, it says this, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. That was part of the word on Sunday. The Bible says to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Amen. Now, it doesn't mean that they are innocent. Amen. It doesn't mean that they're innocent victims of Satan's blindness. Amen. Satan works upon them is not the only reason they are blind, amen? Some people don't want to be brought to the light, amen? Some people love living in darkness. Some people, life is darkness. In John 3:19, it tells us this. It says this. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Those men love the darkness, and they chose the darkness. Satan still works hard to keep the blind from seeing the glorious gospel of the light of Jesus Christ. Amen? He continues to work on those that are in darkness. Do you know that when someone is holding you back from something good, they're not going to let you go. They're going to continue because they don't want you to have the truth. They don't want you to see the light. Amen? In verse 5, it says this. It says, for we preach not ourselves. When we share the gospel, we are not sharing the gospel of ourselves. But Jesus Christ, the love, and ourselves, your servants, for Christ's sake. God's word, when it goes forth, it is about Jesus Christ and no other. Amen? You are not speaking of yourself, and you are not speaking about others. The gospel is of Jesus Christ and none other. Amen. In verse 6, it says this, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, we are a light in this dark world. Amen. And we have to continue to shine out that others may see our good works. Amen. We commanded, who commanded the light to come out of the darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We speak of Jesus Christ, We share of Jesus Christ, amen? But 7 says this. It says, but we have this treasure in earthly vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. It is not about us. It's all about Christ. It's not about us. It's all about Christ. This treasure that it's talking about here in this earthly vessel is the greatness of the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen? And the glory of God made evident through the gospel. It is the very light of God and the light of the knowledge of the glory of God reflected in the face of Jesus. This is the greatest treasure in all creation. Amen? This is the greatest treasure of all creation. We have this treasure in this earthly vessel. When Paul considered this as an earthly vessel, he isn't despairing the body or considering it merely a receptacle of the soul. Instead, Paul simply compares the value of God's light and glory and the value of what he chose to put his light and glory into us. Amen? When you compare the two, it isn't hard to be amazed that God put such a great treasure into this clay pot. Amen? Many people don't know what they have. Many people don't know how to use what God has given them. But God is trying to get us to a point and to a place where he can show us what it is that he's called us to do and who it is he's called us to share with. Amen? In verse 8, it tells us this. And I tell you this, saints, don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. Amen? But in verse 8, it tells us this. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifested in this body. Every day we hear of, every day we see of, those that are going through and those that are dealing with. Amen? But it tells us we are going to be troubled on every side, yet not distressed because of Jesus. We are perplexed but not in despair because of Jesus. Persecuted but not forsaken. Cast down but not destroyed because we have Jesus. Amen? Now the eternal glory we anticipate far more outweighs anything we will experience in this life. Amen? See, we continuously, every day, press forth the mark of the Most High calling. Amen? Through our faith in Christ Jesus, his death, burial, and resurrection, we have been forgiven of our sins and reconciled through Jesus Christ. Amen? Don't lose heart, saints. Don't lose heart. For we have the assurance that the sin and death are defeated through Christ Jesus. We too will one day spend eternity with Father God and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why? Because we won't and we haven't lost heart. We have faith to believe that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Amen? Although in this life we're going to go through many, many things. Amen? But our overcoming in this life, that power lies in Father God and not in us. Amen? Because if we were able to deal with everything in life, we wouldn't need him. Amen? But it is the power that was lying within him. Jesus is the power, and it's not of us. Amen? The Apostle Paul knew it all too well, amen, about how Christians should respond to suffering. We will all go through something. We will all deal with something, amen? Now, the passage in Paul's proof that God works through people, amen? And this passage emphasizes that even the strongest person of his might and strength is really weak and that we all have constant trouble, amen? Listen to what Paul experienced. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 11, 24 through 27. Because Many times we seem to think that we had a bad day. Many times we seem to think that we've really gone through some stuff. But listen to what the experience that Paul had to go through in 2 Corinthians 11:24-27. And he says this. He says, and I want you to listen to this. He said, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. So he received 39 stripes, amen? In 25, it says this. It says, but thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep. 26 says this, it says, in journeying often, in peril of waters, in peril of robbers, in peril of my own countrymen, in peril by the heathen, in peril in the city, in peril in the wilderness, in peril in the sea, in peril among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watching often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness. Who can compare to what he just gave us about what he went through? But yet, in all that Paul went through this, he didn't lose heart. He didn't lose heart. Paul, a minister of Christ, he said, I have been beaten many times for Jesus' sake. Paul received beatings from the Jews 5 times. I have 40 stripes minus one. And the Romans 3 times, beaten with rods. Now, the Jews whipped Paul, which they had done 5 times using a scourge, amen, not a staff. They also would have limited the punishment to 39 stripes, amen? Now, to be beaten with a rod, when you read this and when you go deeper into it, it translates in the Greek word, rabazoda, which means to hit with a long stick, a staff, a scepter, or a tree limb, amen? Now, Paul being beaten with a rod refers to the mode of the punishment at the hands of the Romans. This was done by the lictors, who were officers who carried rods, amen, and axes to execute sentencing. This was tall hardship for the sake of the gospel. So many of us talk about, I had a rough day, I had a hard day. Compared to what he went through, compared to what he had to deal with, compared to looking at over his shoulder to see who was coming up on him. But you had a hard day. Don't lose heart, saints. Because when you compare what others have went through to what you went through, it doesn't even compare, amen? Paul's unwavering commitment to his faith led him to endure the trials he faced. You know, many times, you know, even after punishment, a spanking, a whooping, you call it quit. And you say, I'll never do it again. But Paul went through scourging. And he told you what he went through. He went through beating with rods, amen? But Paul was determined not to lose heart, amen? He would not allow his difficulties to leave him in despair. With hope in Christ, Paul was able to proclaim, in all these things, we saints are more than conquerors through him who loved us, amen? Paul continued to preach the gospel with the fervency despite all the difficulties and suffering he faced. No matter how many times he was beaten, scourged, beaten with rods, he continued to preach the word of God. Amen. So I just want to encourage you today. Don't lose heart because your bill is too high. Don't lose heart because you don't have enough gas in your car. Don't lose heart because someone said something negative to you. Don't lose heart. Amen. Jesus told us that a life of following him would be hard, but he also comforted us with hope. In John 16:33, he says this, and he warned us of this thing, so we can't say, I didn't know that. I didn't know. Everything that we go through, we have been warned of, man. And many things that we go through, we put ourselves through it, amen? But in John 16:33, he says this. He says, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. He has given us his peace. He has given us his comfort. He has given us his strength. But he tells us, in the world, you will have tribulations. He gives us these things so we can prepare ourselves for the trials and tribulations that we are to face in our everyday life. And he also tells us this. He said, whatever you're going through and what you're going through, he says, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Jesus went through everything that we went through. And he tells us, but to be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Amen? Mm-hmm. We are not to lose heart, because our hope in Christ is greater than any difficulties that we face on this earth. Amen? Saints, again, don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. In Romans 12:12, it tells us this. It says, Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Amen? Let us stay focused on our Savior and don't allow whatever we go through to take us away from that. Amen? Because many things in life come to distract us and to take our focus off the one that we have to continuously stay on. Amen? In Romans 15:13, it says this. It says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You already have it on the inside, because the Bible says that the Holy Ghost is sealed within us. Amen? So that joy and that peace you already have. It is already there. Amen? Because of Jesus, Father God has given us all we need to overcome. What does he say? We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We are overcomers. We have his joy and peace through and through the Holy Spirit. Amen? In Psalms 31:24, it tells us this. It says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. He will strengthen your heart no matter what you go through. He will comfort you. He will give you peace. He will give you everlasting joy. Amen? In Hebrews 10:23, it tells us this. It says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promises. What God said, it is already a done deal. What God promised, it is already done. What God promised, it is already set in stone. Amen? So, saints, let us not lose heart, even when the physical body is being persecuted. Amen? And when I say persecuted, because many times we seem to think that when we have a headache, a scratch, a cut, anything, we're being persecuted, amen? But don't lose heart, saints. Because there will be many things that come to make us weary on this earth as a result of sin, amen? We will experience trial and hardship that make the life that we live today difficult, amen? You may have a good day today, but tomorrow may be a different thing. You may have a bad day today, but tomorrow may be a good thing, amen? In 2 Corinthians 4:17, it tells us this. Because sometimes we take our problems or we take our situations and we make them bigger than what they really are. Amen? 2 Corinthians 4:17 tells us this. It says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Amen? But we have assurance that our difficulties are just for a moment. Give it time, saints, but lose not heart. Give it time. Difficulties are just for a moment. But our hope as believers allows us to preserve or persevere and not lose heart even when life gets difficult. Perseverance through everything that we face. Amen? We face hardship just like everybody else. Amen? We get hurt. We get disappointed. We get discouraged. But when we go through difficulties, yet as believers, we have to understand this thing, that hope that we have is in Christ Jesus. Amen? That surpasses the temporary difficulties we go through. Lose not hope. Stay focused. And let God continuously have his way. Saints, with that, I